You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. Here on NPR One, I'm Jordan Bell. A march is planned through the Cal Poly campus Thursday morning, following a series of controversial events, including hate speech and death threats. A newly formed student group called Slow Solidarity sent a comprehensive list of demands to the university this week, asking for changes to Greek life, housing, and curriculum to better represent a wider range of students. The group cites acts over the years aimed at those underrepresented on campus. Leaders also say there are smaller daily aggressions that go unreported. In response, Cal Poly's Vice President for Student Affairs, Keith Humphrey, says the university will work on short-term and long-term changes to campus programming. Not everyone was as accommodating, though, as the student who sent the demands received an online death threat that law enforcement is now investigating. Benji Eagle is with Mustang News and reported on the incident.
He received a message from a fake Facebook account. The message referenced lynching Matt, killing him, and had an anti-Semitic word at the end.
Cal Poly's president, Jeffrey Armstrong, sent out a campus-wide email Wednesday saying he plans to join the march, as the university will not tolerate death threats and related behavior. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.